Let's get this show on the road.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have a couple of people here so far. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to welcome right now my good friend, soul sister, channel, healer, and psychic Joni Isinger to Soul Luminous Radio in the season to thrive. This is Joni. This is your third live call-in show, correct?
I think so. It seems like yesterday. I think this is the third.
Yeah.
Yep.
That
started in January, and we're doing it monthly, and here we are.
Oh, my God. Last time was so incredible. Those readings you did were absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
I had, oh, my God, it gave me goosebumps. and people were still talking about it even this past week. You know, and I sent out my newsletter. I was talking to some clients, and one girl contacted me on Facebook, and she said she wants to be here tonight too. And she's like, even if I don't get a reading, it doesn't matter, because I just, like, you know, was so inspired, and like it changed her. She went out and got the books that you recommended and everything. So
I am so glad. You know, the way I look at this, this isn't just about offering people readings. I feel like I come here to help awaken others. People are at all different stages of awakening. Some are considering, maybe they're even awakening, and others have moved along. But wherever a person is, I really feel I'm here to be a catalyst and move them even further, or maybe encourage them to consider something different, something where they'll be stretched. Where they'll want more, they'll do more, they'll see more, they'll know more. So after the show, they're left with tranquility and hope.
Mm. So they achieve a different kind of knowing, like, are they, you know what I feel like it is? I feel like it's an acknowledgement of a certain knowing that they have. So you've allowed them access to that.
Yes.
You know, that you're able to tap in and tune into that vibration, that communication, and that connection is awakened within them. And so they already, so many times it's like, oh my God, they kind of already know it. They didn't say, oh, I know that, but they're like, wow, yeah, like that's what I thought. And you kind of validate it, or it's just awesome the way that happens.
I think we all do have that knowing, and that there are different reasons why a person might be more blocked from their knowing than another. But we all, even myself, we all have the veil that's put over us before we incarnate. It's like we're attached over the head, like that little amnesia pill. And we don't remember the plan, and we don't remember that vast universe, that vast creation that we're a part of. And it's the movement through developmental cycles that I believe helps us thin the veil in an incarnation. So piercing it, some people call it, or peeling it away, where we can move through it, and then the knowing becomes greater and greater. And then people like you and like me and many, many others show up with a very strong knowing, where the veil is thinner, and we're here to jumpstart. That's what I believe we're here to do. So people return to knowing that we're all love, and we are all one.
Joni, in Soul Luminous Radio, I am doing a season to thrive. I just recently interviewed a woman, an incredible woman. Her name is Amy Psycho, S-U-Y-K-O, and people can visit her at www.AimeSUYKO.com. She is actually a cancer coach. She has this very particular market because she had been a coach and a personal trainer herself, and then suffered cancer twice and has recovered after having a radical double mastectomy at the age of 40. And has a family and everything, but she's a thriver, and that is the theme. It's to thrive, you know, because in today's culture, we are in a constant state of flux, believing we need to be more and wanting and striving to do more or to have more, but we try so hard and we never really feel like we we can get there. You know, we have that kind of disconnect that we were just talking about. And there's this pervasive void or kind of a sense of lack to our existence. And we too often use the words like, I'm not enough, or there isn't enough, or I don't know what to do, or life is hard. And Joni, you, as I've referred to you before, are like a bridge. You're the connector. You know, you're the highway, the super, you know, psychic channel highway to get us to connect to that certain spot that brings us into the thrive aspect. So once we get communicated, connected with, and once we're tapping into with your gift and your help and your heart-centered, you know, the way you do things, it gives us back a little bit of our self-worth and our self-confidence, just being able to tap into that bit of knowing so we can live through it. Like, we can actually have the courage to live through it. And that's when our thriving starts in the surviving. You know, it's kind of like, well, surviving is part of thriving, but we don't want to just survive. We want to thrive. And having that power, we all have it. And everyone who's listening now, we have a couple of people who've joined us for the call-in. This is what Joni does is helps us to tap into that power so we can change and influence our lives, our own biology, the way we our souls are expressed, you know, through our incarnation here on Earth. So, Joni, can you talk to us, just as we wait for a few more people to come in here, about what you feel Thrive is all about? I just gave you what I thought. And how do you translate it with what you do for people? And maybe you can give us some examples.
Well, I first of all, I want to thank you for your very kind words about how you described what I do. And I hope that I do that for others. So I thank you very much. Thriving, I believe, is more than existing, and I think that many people do not know why they're here. They haven't quite identified the meaning in their life, what their purpose is. I am able to identify, in addition to other things, I am able to identify a person's divine purpose and why they're here, why they came into this incarnation. And I believe that after information, whether it's a, you know, straight up reading or healing, or even more specifically identifying why a person is here in this incarnation, why they chose to come in this time around, a person can, they have a choice, mind you, they might continue to exist, or they might choose, this is their free will, to thrive. And that would be moving out of a state of ennui, of a lax mentality, to that of movement, where a person can visualize more, where a person can actually create abundance. To thrive is to experience all that they can be on many, many levels. And that is where a person feels joy. Mm. I believe that we are here to bring heaven to earth for ourselves and for others, and that when we do that for ourselves, we raise our vibration, and then we assist others in turn in raising their vibrations because we're all connected.
Mm. Yeah,
I want to add one more thing, if you don't mind, just going backwards to what you were talking about. When I do what I do, and this, I'm specifically talking about myself, but many light workers are doing this around the world. But I'll just talk about myself because I'm here as a guest. I'm not only assisting a person to make choices about moving forward in this incarnation, but when a person heals and comes to a peaceful place, a place of satisfaction and joy in this lifetime, they are also affecting their other incarnations, where they are playing on Earth and in other parts of creation as well. I believe that we are existing in a myriad of incarnations, that we have an oversoul, that's the main, you know, like the motherboard, and then we've broken out into an infinite number of parts, and we are having incarnations in many places. People like to use the term past lives. It helps them because it's more linear, it's time oriented. I like to go past that. I don't believe that time exists. I believe everything is happening in the now. Everything is happening concurrently, simultaneously. So when you have a reading and you have an aha moment and you choose to move forward with that, you are in fact positively affecting your other aspects everywhere else. So I just, it's a ripple effect. So I wanted to add that too, Michelle.
Well, you know what? That actually, you just spoke to the point of what I was just going to say, which is great. So we're right in there together. And that is, you know, we were talking about that state of joy and that, you know, bringing it through all other aspects of your existence and, you know, simultaneously, you know, when you are anyone, when you are experiencing a state of joy or that aha, like it's like click and you're like, oh my gosh, you suddenly feel that flow and it just enhances your living, your being. It enhances your being. And that enhancement, that feeling, that click, that aha, that if we're looking at just the body, okay, so the soul is being expressed through the body here on earth. The body's the vehicle, okay?
Yes.
And it's animated by that miracle of life, and the soul is in the body. So the soul isn't just animating the body. It's that life spark that animates the body and allows the soul to live in it. Now, when we have those joyful moments, those aha moments of flow, your whole biology, your whole emotional physiology of your physical body that's animated by this miracle gets younger.
Yeah.
All of your systems, your organs, they synchronize. And when you have that moment of aha, and I think that this is really important because a lot of the people who come to Soul Luminous Radio are also a lot of people who connect with me on the coaching level for their health and their well-being. And it's really important to know that, you know, you have an effect not only on kind of enhancing your existence from a soul level, but really physically, because you feel the feelings in your body too. Your physical body existence is awesome, and your soul smiles a big fat smile because it's able to be expressed so much more easily through a healthy body. So when you have that joyfulness and that connectiveness, it lights up every cell of your body, and that life magic is, you know, that's part of that miracle of connection that we're talking about, isn't it, Joni?
Absolutely. It's like the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
I believe that as you heal, part of healing, I believe, is being more present-centered, because I believe a person stops worrying about the past. They've let that go. They've accepted one can't change it, and they don't worry about the future because you can only do so much. So a person tends to be working more in the now. And then I believe that does have a physiological effect on the body. Mm-hmm. And I believe that a person can actually reverse worry lines and stop the aging process. I don't think this means that we don't die, but I believe that this is a mindset. And with increased joy comes increased vitality. And when the body is less stressed, I believe that it lives longer.
Yep. That is,
and that is what you do, that you're the coach. You assist people in that way, shifting their mindset, and then the mind then affects the body, and then the body rewards the soul by its shifting and changing. And that's what that's how you get results.
Right. And so you know, just to honor you, Joni, because I think it's time to take our first call.
Sure.
You know, we are so lucky to have you here as a resource, because, you know, we talk about food and we talk about, you know, the air that we breathe, and we talk about losing weight, and we talk about being sad or happy. We talk about relationships. We talk about money, and, you know, we need money in this world we live in right now, and we need food and we need air, but guess what else we need? We need help. We need support, right? We need that connection. We need someone to step in who says, here, I'm here for you. And Joni, you are offering that to me and to all of my clients and all of our listeners and all of your clients and everyone. And it's evergreen and ever giving at soul-luminous.com and shortly on your website. And that website is?
Joni'swhitelighthealing.com, same address, different site, different visual.
Okay.
All and right. You can also Google my name right now, and then you'll find more, because it's about a three-year-old website, so you'll definitely find more of me if you Google for now.
Great. And you have your website on your Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I believe you probably have to go to About. You might have to friend me. If you are interested in friending me, Joni Isinger, then just tell me where you found me. Yeah. And then you can go to About. And also, I do have Joni's White Light Healing as a Facebook page as well.
Okay, good. All right, because I was just watching your Facebook page, and I'm going to share this on your thing. Okay, great. So let's take our first call right now. And this person has been patiently waiting. It is a call that it looks like from Nashville, New Hampshire. And the last four digits are 2072. You are on the air. Nashville, New Hampshire, last four digits are 2072. Hello. Hi. Hi, did you want a reading from Joni?
I guess that's me.
That's you.
It's the first time I do this. So I wasn't sure what to do. Yes, I would like one.
Awesome. That's great.
I guess I'm actually from Merrimack, but it must be the Nashua, just up the Nashua number.
Okay.
Well, what is your name and where are you? Oh, well, we know where you're calling from. What is your name?
Paula.
Hi, Paula. How can I assist?
Actually, this is the first time I do this, so I'm still a little bit confused, but
okay.
I did write a couple of questions earlier, not knowing what was going to happen, but the question that I wrote down related to when somebody commits suicide, I was told that this person really cannot communicate with them. They're in a different, I don't know how you would say it, but realm or level that, and in an unhappy place, and that's what I was told at one time. I just was wondering your opinion on this.
Okay, so there are things that I have read, and I can also channel a bit. First of all, I'll recommend a book to you and to listeners. There's a book by Robert Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. And
okay.
His second book, Your Soul's Gift, has a chapter in it about suicide, and that there's a bit of information about souls that might even plan beforehand, before an incarnation, to commit suicide. So that's an aside. There's information there. But from what I've learned is that and I do channel departed ones, and I have channeled souls that have killed themselves. There's often a lot of regret, and that oftentimes we're all met by loved ones when we return home. But they're often there's a confusion and a sadness, and they might go to like a soul hospital, a lot of counseling.
Yeah,
it might be difficult for a channel to reach them because it might take time. Each soul who commits suicide, they have their own degree of healing. Some, they work through it sooner than others.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be easier to ultimately connect with one over another. When a soul who's committed suicide returns home, you know, upon their passing, they go through what's called life review. So that's where you see all of your lifetimes that are happening at the same time. And you have the veil is lifted, so you have that full recognition, the knowing again of the plan, of why you had that incarnation and why you are having others. This is my belief system, and I do not impose this upon anyone. So I just want to say that, because there are people who are religious and they believe that suicide is a sin and they will be punished, or they won't go to heaven, or they will go to hell. So I respect anyone's belief system, because I believe that that's also part of why we're here, is to swap and learn and share. But I do not believe that. I believe that a soul is welcomed home with open arms, and that they are doused with love. So in terms of sadness and regret and kept from, I don't believe there is necessarily a kept from others. I believe that there might be a need for certain souls to be put in tranquil environments. I've gone to, I've channeled departed souls who've killed themselves, and they need to be alone. So maybe they'll be by a brook, or a stream, or a meadow, or by a mountain, or they want to be near goats, or cows, or a dog, or they're listening to music. I believe that, each soul is different, each circumstance is different, because everyone has their own journey. So how they move through the healing process will look different, and what they do, whether they choose to go back for another incarnation, probably so. The chances are they would need to return to Earth again, because probably there's karma. Karma in this case would be that they cross themselves. Karma is unforgiveness towards self or other. So in the case of harming self in this way, I believe that they would need to balance the karma by returning again. I wouldn't necessarily say that they would need to return again because they crossed others, like, oh, look at the devastation you left, and you hurt this one and that one by leaving. I believe it's intention. I believe that if a person purposely killed themselves as an FU to another, and that is their intention, that would be crossing another soul. But if this was self-related, and even though there's fallout with others, I believe it would be called karma towards self. Now, mind you, I do not say that I know everything, and I don't. I just don't. It's just a feeling I have that's very strong, and they let me say this, they, my crew, masters, archangels, consciousnesses, guides, loved ones, etc. So what came out of me was Joni, as well as a collective of high souls. So I just gave you a mouthful. What do you make of this?
I believe, like you, that that of course that she probably needs to come back. And I didn't understand everything that you said. It was a mouthful, but I guess I would prefer to believe what you believe in than what I heard from somebody else. It wasn't so much a Catholic upbringing that I believe that she went to hell. I don't believe that. I believe that she does have work to do, and we'll get her heaven, or her better place.
Yeah.
Does that answer that? I don't know.
Joni, can I chime in here?
Yeah.
I have a question, because that was a great.
I'm so glad you asked, Paula. Yes, go ahead.
It's a really good topic. I mean, it touches many, many people. And my question is, when someone does this, we who are left behind, does it bring something to us that
we're soul growth opportunity. And that's why I mentioned the book, because some souls choose to commit this act and leave in this manner for the sake of others. Now, that could be a friggin' mind blow to people who are listening.
Wait,
an act of service.
Yeah.
That's not what many, many people have considered, because many religions have shared with us that this is a sin. And I, you know, I'm not going to debate. I'll just talk about what I believe. So what are we left with? We're left with this. What can I learn from this? Mm-hmm. And that's with anything, isn't it? What can I learn from this? So if someone leaves us cold and there's no note, or we're the spouse, or we're the child, or the teacher, or neighbor, lover, it's forgive the soul, bless them, send them healing light and angels, and may they heal, and talk to their spirit and hope that they're feeling well, and tell them how much you appreciate them, and tend to yourself and heal and talk about it and remember good and learn from their story so that you might not repeat or go down that slope.
Exactly.
And then you will ultimately meet them when you pass, and you'll have a big chat.
Oh, I believe that. I do believe that. Thank you. That was wonderful.
Well, I'm so glad that you – I have to say I've been doing shows for a few years, and you are the first person that – I think this is so – you're the first person that didn't ask about yourself. And
well,
that's not like, oh, look at that, you're selfless. I'm just saying that I appreciate your using this forum to – have your question answered about something outside of what's going on in your life. And if you, I hope that, you know, in the future, if you ever wanted to call in and you're in the queue and you ask about yourself, that I assist you that way too. But I love teaching as well, and I hope that I offered you a little more.
You absolutely did. Yeah, it's the first question that came to my mind, and you absolutely did. Enjoyed it, and I'm definitely going to look on your website and look up your books, and very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for asking.
Thank you, Paula.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, bye now.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Okay. Whew, that was good.
Thanks.
Okay. Joni, did you want to add anything before I go to our next caller?
The only thing I guess the other side wants me to say is that if a person has not gotten over the death of a loved one, or a classmate, a friend, a neighbor who's killed themselves, seek help, talk about it, journal it, read books. I do readings and healings for people, and they have been in angst over someone's suicide for up to 30, 40 years. And they there are people who can assist, who can talk about it, so they can be unburdened and heal, because that type of a trauma and a wound can fester, and it needs to be released and honored and blessed and released.
And Joni, just for everyone's benefit here, I know Joni, that Joni the Joni doesn't come up, isn't, you know, really the one who's speaking when you're channeling and you're doing your readings. However, everyone, you must know that Joni is specially trained. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your history, your earth history here in your education?
That earth part of me. I was a social worker, a licensed clinical social worker. I received my Master of Social Work from Columbia University, and I have a postgraduate certificate in Gestalt therapy. And I worked in New York City doing individual and group therapy with the mentally ill and addicts for 10 years. And then I had a spiritual awakening in around 2003, 2004, 2005. And that's what I add to my training. So I bring in the therapist to join Joni the spiritualist. And that's who you're hearing.
And I think that that is part of your amazing bridge, Joni. So, you know, when some healers and channels and psychics, you know, they do their readings, and some people aren't even cognizant of of what's going on when they're doing the channeling. Not to say that that's any better or worse, but my point is when, you know, you're bringing forth this information for people and then they get to talk to you outside of the channeling and outside of that, you know, you bring some real groundedness in science to whatever is going on. I mean, I think that that's just an added dimension of what you have to offer.
Thank you. I think I made a pretty good story in this life.
Yeah, and it's still in progress, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's bring it to the next level then. We're going to take a caller from Conway, New Hampshire, and the last four digits are 9879. Conway, New Hampshire, you are on the air. Hi. If you think it's you, say hello.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi. You're on with Joni.
Hi, Joni. It's Jeeves. Well, I'm a one lucky warrior. It's Jennifer again.
Woo! All right.
Good. How can I assist you today?
Well, I find it pretty fascinating that the topic a few minutes ago was about suicide. You know, it's a dirty word for some people, and it's often not talked about, and I endured that. You know, I endured that with my own mother, and we never really, you know, that's what they said. And it's one of those things that I finally, after almost 9 years, have come to a form of peace with. I just find it really interesting that I've endured that situation and that topic came up. So I'm always fascinated.
Yeah, I also believe that it could take very, very long for a person to work through that. So 9 years is, I think that makes sense to me. Like I feel like I need to just give you that energetic hug that it's, that's something that you just don't shake overnight.
You know, and that's what, you never know, because the form of which we lost our mother was not like a gunshot wound, or, you know, in Hollywood they probably would have said accidental overdose. So we'll just leave it at that.
Right.
And like I said, you know, for years I was tortured by that, but I'm in a much better place, I think, in my own being. And I've done a lot of personal work, which has made me come with a lot of peace surrounding that piece of that's a deep wound in my life. I really didn't call tonight with anything in particular. I feel blessed that I even got, you know, through to you. I think I'm just asking perhaps for a basic reading or whatever you feel that comes to you from the universe. I did get that book that you suggested, and I feel like I've got some, I'm trying to rid myself of some of the bad core energies and or things that kind of, those things that are blocking and letting more light in. And so I've been trying some different forms of readings or affirmations, simple. Mm-hmm. Like I'm working on the forgiveness piece. So really I'm just leaving it up to you. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, well, the first thing I wanted to ask is, did you want to know more about your mom's passing? Or would you like to know how she's doing?
Well, you know, when she first passed, I was born on her birthday, and that's a pretty interesting deep connection that we had to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
We're both Geminis, so it was always like having four people in the room to begin with. We were both very, she was very colorful, and I think I have a lot of spirit and a lot of things that I get in my soul directly from her. And we also have Native American in us. So I've been digging to my traditions and roots in that manner as well. I don't know. I've had her come to me in my dreams only a handful of times. I never saw her face in my dream. I feel her around me. But not for quite some time. I don't know. That's really, I think, I'm leaving this up to you. So you can, if certainly if something comes soon, you'd like to share it or something else.
I've got stuff. So did she work with ceramics? Was she a potter?
She was extremely artistic in every form.
Did she work with clay?
A little bit, but she did go to art school when she was younger, but no, I don't recall the clay. More painting.
More painting. I see her doing pottery.
Interesting.
There is a lot of work with ceramics. A little bit of glaze, but it's more raw.
Wow. Interesting.
I do also see her in an adobe hut, so she's taking on the Native American tradition, and she's working with clay. I see some painting. There's a little bit of that, but there's a beautiful motif. There are scarves. I see scarves and woven tapestries, but again, hands in the clay. I see, this is what they say, that she is in you, that her hand, it's something about your hands. I don't know what you do with your hands, but she'd like for you to do something with your hands. She will guide you. I don't know if this is cooking, baking. I just feel that I just see her, not even over your hands, but her energy, what she does. You know how you, a potter, oh, you know what it's like? Look at this. I love what. Did you ever see the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore?
Yes.
And she's at the potter's wheel, and he's around her, behind her, and he's holding her. And she has her hands on the wheel?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the scene that they're giving me. But she's not, as Patrick Swayze, she is to you as Patrick Swayze is to Demi Moore. But her energy is actually in your hands, and she's helping you, and she's guiding you. Now, mind you, there's metaphor here. I don't think you're going to go out and be buying a potter's wheel. A slab of clay tomorrow. I think this is metaphorical. She will be guiding you. She will be taking your hand, but she wants some aspect of your creativity to come through. And I don't know whether you have, but if you do it, she's right there. She is going to assist, and I believe that will give you peace. Now, mind you, if you're interested in a ceramics class and if you go to that, she'll probably be bonkers with happiness. She would be assisting you with making pots. So that is she. And I know that you didn't necessarily call about that, but I just thought that just to bring that home, she's fine. She's at peace. She is fine. She breathes fresh air. She's calm, very serene. I see a meadow. I see a brook. There are friends. There are animals. Yeah, there's even wild turkey. So it's all beautiful. Now, regarding you and regarding what you can do to move yourself along, it seems like you're doing many things, the reading and the different things that you mentioned that you're doing. Let's see.
It's interesting about the hands because, I'm artsy-craftsy to begin with. One big passion of mine is gardening and things of along those lines. So that's interesting that piece came up.
Okay, so then with the gardening, she would assist you in that way regarding the planting, the moving things in, the lifting, the earth, the unearthing and the earthing. She will assist you. And if you take anything else up, like the artsy craftsy, she will be right there. She will be in your hands.
Yes.
So that is she.
Well,
now, regarding you, drink a lot of water and get sun, and I see you respond to light. So
yes.
I see the sun, or I don't know if you're in fluorescent lighting, but you don't do well with that. So if you can get a full-spectrum bulb, you would do well with a full-spectrum light.
Interesting. I feel her presence a lot when I'm out, like on walks in the woods, and that's where I feel at my most peace when I'm out in nature, which I think a lot of us do.
Yes. You do well outside, and you're flourishing. You're an open book.
Yes.
You're raring to go, and they're very pleased.
Well, I appreciate it. I feel like weights are getting lifted, and I'm feeling better literally by day. So I must be doing something right. Thank you very much.
You are, and you're welcome. And one last thing, do you like flowers? Are you gardening with flowers?
Yes.
Okay, now I channeled this, but I believe it's the name of a flower. I think I channeled this before, but I should be looking it up. Is there a flower called jonquil? J-O-N-Q-U-I-L.
Sure.
I feel like
what?
That's the name of a flower, so look that up. And if I'm wrong, if it's like an illness,
what is it?
And delete. But I feel like there's a flower called jonquils, and if they are, that's up your alley.
What is
if you can only find them in another continent, again, then just bring in that flower energy. And if, again, I'm wrong regarding that type of a flower, then immerse yourself in flower energy because you do very, very well with that.
All right, Joni. Jen and Joni, I'm just going to chime in here, okay, because I just looked up jonquil, and it is a flower.
Yay!
And,
okay,
right,
I'm back.
What is it?
And the meanings are, it's this, a widely cultivated narcissus with clusters of small, fragrant yellow flowers native to Southern Europe and Northeast Africa.
Okay, so can we get here?
Huh?
Can we get them? Are the seeds available in America?
Yeah, we can get them here. Yeah.
Now, how do you spell that flower?
J-O-N-Q-U-I-L.
Interesting piece.
Thank you
for that. Yeah, there you go. I didn't think I was making up that it was a flower.
And it's an old world daffodil. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
And let's see. And although it's yellow, so although many have negative connotations, the jonquil does not have a negative connotation. It means a desire for affection to be returned.
Oh, hallelujah.
And it also means sympathy.
Well,
and for the Greeks, the jonquil is believed to be the flower of the dead.
Whoa!
Oh,
wow!
On.
Yep.
Speaking of
wow.
Mom.
Yep, and the jonquil represents the feeling of desire as well as getting the feeling of desire and love back to you. It's a symbol of sorrow.
Oh, she's giving back her love to you.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yep.
Thank you for that interpretation, Michelle.
Yep. And one more, Jen, just in case this means something to you, if you're into numerology at all, the jonquil has the expression number 8 in numerology. And it's symbolized with the planet Saturn. And in the negative qualities are cold and uncaring, but that isn't associated with the jonquil, but that would be the polar opposite. So anyway, I just that's pretty interesting.
Well, that is just, it's wow. The whole flower component just really blew my mind. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wonderful.
Awesome. Joni,
I'm glad you got
through. Jen, I'm so glad that you I saw your name. You joined my email list today, and I didn't put an email out today. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to send you the link today.
Well, I appreciate it, Lee. Thank you so much. And, keep sending that awesome light that you do, Joni. And thanks, Michelle, for all that you do.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you,
so
Jen.
So much. Keep
right.
doing what you're doing. Don't stop.
She's a warrior.
Right, thank you.
Bye.
All right. Oh. Joni, I don't know. You get the magic.
Jonquil.
Isn't that awesome?
So neat. So neat.
Okay.
Let's do another.
We have time for one more. Anyway, so here we go. We have a caller from Massachusetts, Brockton, Mass. Last 4 digits of 0474. You are on the air.
Hi.
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 No, he's with you here.
What is your name?
My name is Jeanette.
Hi. How can I assist you?
Well, can you tell me what's going on with my health, please?
Do you want to be more specific? That would be even better.
My stomach. I've been in pain for 8 years.
Okay, now I just have to say for you and the audience, I'm not a doctor, see a medical professional. This is for entertainment purposes. I do not profess to cure or heal. Okay, now I'm going to go in.
Okay.
Have to do that. I must.
That's fine. No, not yet. No worries.
So, do you have any water by you?
I do.
Okay. Have a sip. They're already working on you. There's a stream of energy that's going into your colon. I see that you have candida. Now, we all have candida albicans, which is a healthy bacteria that's flora and fauna in our gut. But if there's overgrowth of it, it becomes systemic candidiasis. And then mm-hmm. it can lead to a myriad of health issues. And the reason why I can talk about this educatedly is because I had that. There are two books I recommend. One is by William Crook, C-R-O-O-K.
Okay.
It's called The Yeast Connection.
Yep.
The other one is The Yeast Syndrome. And mm-hmm. it's by Trowbridge, T-R-O-W-B-R-I-D-G-E. And Walker. I read both, but I went for the syndrome book. I think I liked, I don't know. It was quite meaty for me. So I believe that is predominantly the issue. Did anyone ever tell you had ulcerative colitis?
No.
Okay, so I'm not going to put a diagnosis to it because this could be energetic. It's as if there's inflammation in pockets, okay? So colitis is inflammation of the colon. Ulcers are inflamed lesions, we'll call them. I'm just being a layperson here. So mm-hmm. I feel like there are times when you hold things in and you bottle it up and you store it, and there are these pockets in your gut that have taken on a whole new meaning about life. So the important thing for you to know is that this is Earth School and that you are enjoying an experience here and that you're having a journey and that what you see before you is a movie you are creating. Then you return home and then you review it and they ask, what did you learn? It feels like that you're taking things literally, and we, almost all of us, we're all human here. We believe that it is what it is. What you see before you is just it, and there isn't, and it's random chaos, and that there isn't true meaning in this. Know that you are a player. You are very, very powerful. The important thing is for you to release what you have stored. You need a good purge. Emotional. We're not talking a colon cleanse here or an enema. We are talking, talk about it, journal it, get counseling, read spiritual books, meditate, lighten your load in terms of who you are with. There are people in your life that I believe are nagging you and bringing you to a lower vibration. Clear your space if there is any clutter. If you're pulling in too many things that don't belong, whether they're things, people, or both, you need to do sifting and take a look at what you are holding inside, because if our outer world is not balanced and there is dysfunction and it is not worked through, it goes inside. It goes into our aura, which is the energy field outside of our body. It goes into the skin. It goes into the fascia, which is the the layers underneath the skin, the nervous system in the muscle and the skin. It goes into the bones and the blood and the tissue, the organs, etc. So you have stored things in your gut, and I also believe that there's sadness. They said it's heart-wrenching. So there are issues that involve loss that need to be worked through, things that you have not gotten, they say. This is that's the terminology they use. Take a look at what you wished for and what you desired, what did not turn out, what you had hoped for. Accept it. Forgive yourself and others, bless it, honor it, know that everything is divinely ordered, and release it and send it home. Before, I'm going to give a little bit more of a mouthful, and then I'm going to stop. It's tension. This is tension related as well. So the candida, that's for you to look into how to address candida. People do candida cleanses. There are formulas in health food stores. You could also do it solo. You change your diet. There are naturopaths, integrative medicine doctors, homeopaths. There are many different types of energy medicine workers that address candida. That's the piece about that. Then we have the part about the emotions, about your storing it in, and whether it's the gut or the heart. And then the last part, just want to make sure I've covered everything regarding this. Give yourself a break. You need moments of peace. You need to carve out time for yourself. You're doing a lot. A lot. So this is, there's a stress piece here also. So when you bring yourself down a notch, I see there's a comfort to the soul. This engine that's burning off the food, the fuel, it takes a breather. It's churning at massive rates, and that I see it slowing down. You see how I'm channeling a little different? I started talking more like this. And then I see that there's more peace that's sent to that region because you are offering it. Because you're giving yourself a break, you're your best friend, you're easy on yourself, you're not taking on too much. Chew well, and also sip water through the day. That's a nice water flush. Keep yourself very nicely hydrated. Lemon in water is excellent. Lemon water makes you a little bit more alkaline than acidic. That helps you very, very much. The last part I'll give you is if there are people who are in your life that are doing some venomous, poisonous things, take a look at who's in your life again. You might need to retreat from some of these people because it is affecting you. The nervous system, the nerve endings in your gut are on hyper alert, and I believe it's from tension because of some people who are saying things. Now, I'm going to be quiet, and I want to know, does any of this resonate, or do you have any questions or both?
You nailed it. Like, bingo.
Oh, like, I'm glad.
I mean, exactly. That's exactly what's going on. There's a lot of pain. Everything you said was right on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that I gave you a lot. Now, because,
yep,
you know, you're going to hang up and I'm going to ultimately hang up, and then we each go our different ways. And it's a lot of information. So the most important thing is not to be overwhelmed. The most important thing also, or I guess we'd have to say the most important things, are break it down into manageable parts. Because I addressed many different things, right? You don't have to address this all at once. Go with your gut. Ha, ha, ha. I like that. That wasn't Joni. They give this good stuff to me. They play with language all the time. But I was a linguistics major, so I get off on this too. So, really, I swear. So, yeah. So you just, okay, so you give yourself, oh, and also, between now and when you go to sleep tonight, sip water, because they started working on you. So the water will help flush through the physical body as they work on you etherically and help remove negativity from the etheric body, from the light body. You can sit. You don't have to make any decisions about how you're going to address these different things. It's like what you would do in the daytime when you have your schedule of what you're going to do in the day. You figure it out. You prioritize. Give yourself a break. Don't overwhelm yourself. Go with your gut and go with your intuition. That's what it means. And decide how you are going to change your landscape. Change doesn't have to happen overnight. Give yourself a break. And if one thing doesn't work, No blame, no guilt, or no, oh, shoot, I should have done this. No shoulda, woulda, couldas. You just go, oh, well, at the time I thought that's what was the best avenue, but it didn't work out, so let me try something else. Because there are so many avenues to take to address all these things. And I feel that this could change in a few years. This will take a commitment. I see about 3 years. It's an attitude shift. It's a person shift. It's the way that you're operating right now. When you are lighter about everything, then your body will lighten up, and then it will rid itself of a lot of this stuff. So that's
okay.
That's what I say to you, honey pie.
So, yep. All right. So I'm going to do a validation here again on the air that Joni is spot on. Danette.
Yep.
How are you doing? Danette is a client of mine, and I'm like, oh, see, I don't have to say anything. I didn't know Danette was going to call in. I didn't know any of this. And so Joni hits it the nail on the head, and I get to listen. And so now I get to see Danette take action on this.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I'm so
amazing.
Glad. I'm so glad. I'm sorry you're going through this.
You know what, Joni, I'm going to say it because Danette won't say it. She has been working so hard. She has done and manifested amazing things in her health, the kind of the pain that you're holding on to, Danette, however that
yep.
Is kind of the last to go because that's kind of the way you're brought up, right?
Yep.
And I'm meaning that Danette is so heart-centered, she doesn't always put herself first. So we want Danette to get heart-centered about herself.
Yeah,
and
yep,
I am so glad that you had this input from Joni and Danette, that you took advantage of this incredible resource that we offer.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
We get to talk.
Oh
so that's the reason why you needed to reschedule today.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. This was phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. And I just happened to open up.
I'm so glad.
I just happened to open up Facebook and there's a note that says, please call now.
Yeah, I did a bunch of postings and it's like, hey, I'm so glad you called in.
Me too. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Find me on Facebook.
I will.
On Joni's White Light Healing.com and Joni Eisenberg.
She has it all over the place on my postings and our
there you go.
Coaching group.
Oh, yeah, my name in blue.
Yeah.
Yes,
and so,
absolutely.
Danette, I'll get back in touch with you about your coaching appointment, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Welcome.
Good luck.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye, Danette. Okay, we have one more caller here. So can we take one more, Joni?
What time does it end? In 3 minutes?
Can I speed talk
in a minute?
I put on extra time just in case. So.
Oh, okay.
So let's
I'll just say... People can find me, joniswhitelighthealing.com, and I want to thank you, Michelle, for having me, and I'm hugging you so much. I love doing this, and I appreciate your having me be on your show so I can and just turn light bulbs on.
Right back at you, sister. Here we go. We got one more call coming in, and the last four digits are 0856. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
How is everybody doing?
Great. Is this
what
my
is your
mother?
Name?
This is my mother.
Oh, so good.
I
what is your name?
Mother. Dottie Rover.
So nice to meet you. How can I assist you?
Well, I don't know. I just dialed in, and I decided to dial in, and I just heard the last little bit of what you were saying. But, you know, I do have to say that my daughter, Michelle, has guided me tremendously in my quest for being on my own.
She's such a powerful love. You are blessed to have her as she is to have you.
Oh, she is. But she's supported me in something that I wanted to do. And I did it. And I am living on the island of Kauai. And I love it, even though I have a large family, but I am more connected with them now being here.
Yes.
Because I have fed my soul.
Wonderful.
I have to say that it's because of the support Michelle has given me.
Oh, Mom.
She's an angel.
Well, it is, and I thank her very much. And it is true, you have to follow your heart and follow your soul, and it's scary, and maybe it won't happen, it won't work, but chances are it will, and if you don't, you're going to question yourself the rest of your life. So,
absolutely. Take that brass ring and grab it.
Yes. So,
and it sounds like you did.
I did, and I am very happy, and it may not be for the rest of my life, but it's the way it is now, and I've met so many wonderful people, and it's just that I've opened myself up to my own soul. And it
would
is
you like me
so
to tell you
guided.
Why you are in Hawaii, what your spiritual connection is with there?
What it is?
Yes, because I'm able to identify how you know Hawaii spiritually.
It's the, well, first of all, the beauty, the mountains, the ocean, the people are so loving and caring. The nature here is just amazing.
Well, actually, this was where I could go in as a channel and identify for you where you in other lifetimes have known Hawaii.
Well, I believe so. I feel like I
Mom, let Joni wants to offer you a reading. Would you like to know how this came about that you might not?
Yeah.
I would
yeah.
love to share with you because I just opened up my channel. I'm going to tell you how you know Hawaii, okay?
Okay, yes.
There's a fishing boat, and I see you in, I believe this is Kauai, and you stumble upon a boat, and you get in, and you start paddling, and you were a boy in that lifetime. In different lifetimes, we played that of male or female.
Uh-huh.
And you start rowing, and you get a handle of that, and you start making money, and you take people from one island to another. You get very, very, very good at it. You become a man, and then I believe there's a rowing community of several individuals who make this as a business. You were very, very, very involved in transportation and moving people to and from. You developed a reputation. You became known throughout the village for moving people back and forth. You were indispensable. You were necessary. You were a part of life there. You come into this lifetime. And the feeling I get is I see you in a boat, and I feel that the waves, okay, I'm getting so much information. When you were that Roman, you enjoyed the speed at which you traveled through the water. In this lifetime, you come back, and you are there now, and I believe that the ocean beckons you, and there is a water energy that moves your soul, and it lifts you, because there is a soul recognition from that other lifetime when you were that man that very much enjoyed and loved and adored the ocean. So you return to be part of the community. You're about a mile from where you lived. There are people that are in your energy space that you know. Some of them you transported to and from. So they were also with you in that other lifetime, and you rejoin with them again. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you very much. In the water, the ocean really does feed my soul.
Well, you're back, and you needed this. They say actually needed. This wasn't a desire. This was a necessity.
Mm.
So I'm glad that you went with that because you were called, and the energy is very healing.
Well, it's something that I've said to my daughter many times. It's like, I couldn't let this go. It kept calling to me.
That's right.
I couldn't let it go.
And what is the big question? And I ask this to my clients, not just to my mother, but what is the question? What are you waiting for?
Right.
Right? What are you waiting for?
No. And it was like, oh, my God, I'm going to do this. And so it's, but yes, the water energy. And there's a beach that actually Michelle and I have been down to. It's called Hideaways. And you go down there and you can feel the energy in the water. You can just feel it. And it just grabs you. And it's, oh, it's amazing.
So. I'm so glad you found it again.
Joni, I want to there was a moment.
Oh, you're welcome.
There was a moment. Stay on the line, Mom. There's a moment in the reading where you said, Joni, and you were that row boy. And I'm like, oh, my God, because last name is Rober.
Oh, my gosh. I use the term Roman, but it's the same thing. Row.
Right. And so I'm
And there are no coincidences because we choose our names before we incarnate.
So that was just like the way you said it. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
How delicious.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Thank you for that. So that's, it's not a random last name. You experienced a lot of joy as a Roman. So there you go. You're a Rober. Wonderful.
Well, another thing that I have been toying with is getting into, there's a big group that's called the Outriggers, and they're big Hawaiian canoes, and they want to teach you to get out on the ocean, and you row with them in the boat, and there's like, maybe 8 or 10 in one boat, and I mean, they actually do go island to island.
That's what you did.
Do you see that?
That is a validation, honey pie. You were an outrigger, honey.
Well, and then I want to get into
solicited by your own.
Pardon me? Oh, by my own.
You were just solicited by the exact folks that took on what you did.
Yeah.
In the same island.
Then another thing is I just met this woman in the parking lot of my friend's condo, and she says she counts whales. And I said, oh, my God. And she does it down at Lumahide, Michelle. And I'm not sure if I brought you there or not. But anyway, I'm on that team. I am counting whales.
So
wonderful. It's like, again, I'm being drawn to the ocean. So anyway, that's my little story of feeding my soul. And
Mom, thank you so much for calling in. I love you. I miss you. I can't wait to see you.
Oh, I can't wait to see you either, honey. And I teared up just talking, and it's out of, like, I think, again, just, like, bearing my soul. I'm very happy. And
I'm so glad that you called in. It was an honor to do a reading for you. I love your daughter. She's like a soul sister to me. We've never met. We just know one another. It's just a deep.
That's right.
Yeah, she's a wonderful woman. So, well, I thank you very much. And
you're welcome. Enjoy the ocean.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Michelle,
thanks, Mom.
Talking to you. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so glad you.
I had no idea. That was a total surprise.
Okay, that's why you extended it, huh? Gosh.
Oh, my God.
Love it. It's like, oh, I'll just extend it. We'll see. We'll take one more call.
Yeah.
Oh, going with your gut and divine intervention.
Well, everyone, all the listeners here, all the callers, thank you so much for participating. This is part of a season to thrive on Soul Luminous Radio. As you can plainly see, Joni, thank the universe, is joining me just about monthly as a co-host to do these live free call-in readings as her service to all of us. And it is truly amazing. Joni, you are, as always, you tap into the very core of people's energy, their being beyond this planet. And It's just unbelievable.
Thank you very much. I humbly accept that, and I thank you, and I appreciate your being here and creating an opportunity for people to call in so they can have their questions answered.
Mm. So everyone, just, you know, Joni, why don't you say one more time how they can get in touch with you? And, of course, it's always posted on my website at soul-luminous.com. But just tell everyone, just in case, if they're listening live, that they can type right in and get in touch with you.
Sure. If you are interested in a private reading, I do Skype and phone sessions, and I do in-person for folks that are local to Central New Jersey, which is where I am. My website is www.jonies, J-O-A-N-I-E-S, whitelighthealing.com.
Okay. And everyone, again, this is A Season to Thrive. Ongoing, we will be having interviews, not only Joni as my guest co-host, but other interviews that are going to inspire you. And this is on April 4th, starts my brand new coaching program, online coaching program, so you can be anywhere in the world and take this, called Absolute Detox, S-O-U-L, Absolute Detox, and it has soul awareness coaching in addition to health and wellness and weight loss coaching in a four-week program. So you can go to my website, soul-luminous.com, and check that out. And Joni, thank you so much. Hugs, love, happy high five. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Love to you.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.